Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price, and Derek is with Hunt County Public Art. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Derek also is the owner of Green Shoot Media in downtown Commerce, but he's here this morning to talk about the Hunt County Public Art Project. He's been here before to talk about it, but we do have an event coming up in Commerce now, Saturday, April 11th. And Derek, this is a tour of Commerce artists' homes, kind of an interesting concept.
Exactly. It's kind of like these holiday home tours, except instead of seeing pretty, cute little decorated houses, you're going to see inside the studios where we've got artists working and creating things right here in Hunt County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started working with Hunt County Public Art about 3 years ago, I had no idea how many artists we had around here.
Then there's a reception in the art building at A&M Commerce after this.
That's right. At the end, from 3 to 5, there's a reception. One of the fun things we're doing is at each of these artist studios, you can pick up a ticket. And then at the end of the day, we're going to do a drawing, and all the people who picked up tickets and put them in the drawing, we're going to give away a set of gift certificates, two gift certificates valued at up to $700 for a show at the Texan Theater in Greenville.
Mm-hmm. And so at the homes, you will see the studio in which each of these artists does his or her work.
Exactly, so you can learn about what they do. And we've got a bunch of really good artists: Walt Davis, Jerry Dodd, James Green, John Hill, Ashley Luke, Deborah Schubert Lytle, Michael Odom, and David Zavonnet. They're all going to open up their studios so we can see exactly what it is they do and where they do it, kind of them in their natural environment, mm-hmm. you might say.
Now, David Zavonnet is creating a sculpture that has been approved by the Hunt County Public Art Program and will be located in City Park.
That's correct. We've got a great big sculpture that he's producing out of Bodark wood and steel. A really, really interesting, neat, modern sculpture, but made with these old historic materials. And it's just going to really change the look of the city park once mm-hmm. that's in place.
And it will have, not to try to describe this in too much detail, but it'll have movement to it. The wind will have an effect on it.
It sure will. It can rotate and swing. I don't want to say exactly like a wind chime, but kind of sort of like that, just on a great big scale.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, description of it, as close as we can come. Well, we're talking with Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art, and this is an event that we're talking about Saturday, April 11th in Commerce. It's a tour of the homes of Commerce artists. Now, the funds from this will go to the Hunt County Public Art Project.
They sure will. It's sponsored by the city, but all of the ticket proceeds are going to pay for these projects that we put in with Hunt County Public Art.
Let's talk about now some, you don't know a lot about all of these artists, but you do know a few. And David Zavonnet, of course, is probably the one that we've talked the most about. Walt Davis, you familiar with?
Yeah, Walt Davis does watercolor. He actually teaches watercolor. And it just blows me away because if you're like me and you've ever sat down and tried to do a watercolor, right. Oh, it just turns into this muddy mess. All I can do is this brown puddle on the page. He is phenomenal. We've got one of his pieces in our house that he did of a Southwestern scene.
Uh-huh.
And man, he is a talented artist. Jerry Dodd is our neighbor down the street on Bonham Street. He's a former professor here at the university, and he does metal sculpture. And it's very, very different from a lot of things that you'll see on this tour. We've really got something for everybody. If you like traditional art, you can see paintings by people who do more representational art, you might say. But Jerry does very modern kind of abstract metal pieces. So he'll take these pieces almost like construction material, real heavy, thick steel, and curve it where it billows like it's blowing in the wind, and then powder coat it to give it these bright, bright colors. And there's nothing else in the world quite like it. It's a very creative process, and a creative guy that's right here in Commerce.
I wonder if art will be on sale at any of these homes.
My guess is the artists are going to be willing to talk about that. I don't know if they'll actually have price tags or not, but I'm sure they're never hesitant to talk to potential people who'd like to buy their artwork.
Well, they wouldn't turn down a good offer, probably, would they?
No, they sure wouldn't. Yeah. Another artist I'm excited to say is on the tour, Deborah Schubert Lytle. If you've seen the portraits of the university presidents here at A&M Commerce, she does those. And we bought one of her pieces at the Hearts for the Arts auction, and it is incredible how much detail it has. My brother-in-law came over for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and he looked at that painting, and he just swore it was a photograph.
Yeah.
Because she's painted the little tiny details of hair and the light reflecting and the texture of the skin, and she just captures all that perfectly where it really does look like a photo. So that's the kind of skill I would call a master painter.
Mm-hmm. So again, now this is Saturday, April 11th from 1 to 5 p.m. And the cost for the tour is $10. And the artists are Walt Davis, Jerry Dodd, James Green, John Hill, Ashley Duke, Deborah Schubert-Lytle, Michael Odom, and David Zavonnet. And tickets are on sale now.
They sure are. You can call 903-886-1123 to get more information. And there are a bunch of places, both here in Commerce and a few over in Greenville, you can buy tickets.
Yep. We'll put a link to this on our webpage and try to make it easy for people to get the information. Okay. Hey, Derek, thanks very much for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Derek Price is with Hunt County Public Art, and he's the owner of Green Shoot Media in downtown Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.